This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A popular trail in Colorado Springs is closed after a rock slide earlier this week. The Gazette reports Section 16 in the city's southwest side is closed from both High Drive and Gold Camp Road. The paper says there's no timeline for reopening and that the damage is along U.S. Forest Service property. The Denver Zoo is lending a hand to some zoos in Ukraine impacted by the Russian invasion, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Keeping animals fed and healthy during a war is not easy. So this spring, the Denver Zoo asked for donations to its Wildlife Emergency Fund to raise money for zoos in Ukraine. So far, more than 860 people have given, and around 50,000 has been divvied up to three institutions. The Denver Zoo plans to keep the Wildlife Emergency Fund open to help other zoos that need relief in the future due to international conflicts. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Governor Polis signed two bills today intended to increase Colorado's electrical reliability. The first orders the state's energy office to create a plan for how to develop microgrids and where to prioritize them. The second bill will put $3.5 million into a grant program for utilities to build microgrids. A historic steam railroad in the Colorado-New Mexico area will delay its season opening by nearly 3 weeks due to extreme wildfire risk. The Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad operates passenger trains on 64 miles of narrow-gauge tracks between Chama, New Mexico and Antonito, Colorado. The commission that oversees the railroad voted during an emergency meeting yesterday to delay the opening until July. This is CPR News and KRCC.